All right, welcome to the way it should be. I'm Dean.
I'm JD. And we have a Gen Zer.
The Gen Zer.
With us.
Who's going to be a real boy here in a couple of weeks. Congratulations.
Start the podcast off like that.
Well, I'm proud of you.
So Dean is, Dean made it back.
Where'd I go?
Where did you go?
I went to Japan.
To Japan.
Ladies and gentlemen, Japan.
That's why, well, part of the reason we haven't had one here in
a while. Well, also,
we
work. Well, I don't work, but JD works, and it's hard to find time to do this thing.
It is.
It's falling apart, fellas.
It's falling apart.
Our dreams are coming apart in front of us.
How was Japan?
It was fantastic.
Gen Zer, when someone goes to Japan, what do you think? What's the first thing that pops into Gen Z's mind?
Tourist attraction.
Yeah, there's
but
a lot
Dean
of that.
Dean doesn't like that, though.
I don't.
What'd you do in Japan while you were there?
Yeah. Well, I ate a lot of fucking noodles, that's for sure. It's awful. You know, I got really disappointed.
Really?
So, in the city of Osaka, there's this old castle there. It's a really famous castle. And
I don't think a castle, when I think of Japan, that doesn't come to my mind.
Well, they have really great castles.
Really?
So, Osaka Castle, ever since I was a little kid, because when I was a kid, I did martial arts. And I don't anymore because I'm so fat and stupid. But I've been obsessing over this castle for most of my life, right? And so I was super excited to go to Osaka and see this fucking thing. So we go to Osaka, me and my buddy. We get down to the castle. It's beautiful. It's hundreds of years old. It's just a gorgeous castle. And I was like, I can't wait to go in and see this old-ass castle, right? Bullshit.
Wasn't any good?
No. You go in there, and it's like they've taken just the middle of the castle, and they've turned it into this stupid tourist attraction thing. And there's very few, like, relics. There's very few, like, original things.
It doesn't look like a castle.
It doesn't look like a European castle. But
yes.
It looks like exactly like a Japanese castle. Okay? So, anyway, you go in there, and all the exhibits are on, like, TV screens and stuff, and you don't even get to walk around the inside of the castle. You just go in this really narrow space up like four floors. And I'm like, this is fucking awful. I wanted to see the inside of the fucking castle.
So they've done some reconstruction.
Yeah. It sucks. Yeah, Osaka Castle.
Yeah, I'm looking at it.
But it's gorgeous, man. It's beautiful.
Has it got a moat around it? Looks like it has a moat.
Yeah, it's a massive moat around it. It's a beautiful castle on the outside. But when you get inside, it's just...
Could you at least walk around the outside of it?
Yeah, we walked around the outside of it, yeah.
It's right in the middle of the city, huh?
Yeah. It's a nice place. Just don't go inside. If you do ever find yourself in Japan and you go to Osaka to see that castle, just to save your
2 hours.
Did it cost
600 yen?
Did it cost to go inside?
Yeah, 600 yen per person. So it's not much, but it's a waste of money. I wouldn't go in there. It's just a waste. Don't go in. Just walk around the outside, the grounds. It's fantastic.
Huh? Wonder why they did that. That's crazy.
I don't know why they did it, but it's so disappointing. It was like. It's $4 to get in. So it's not like it's a huge cost, you know, but you don't get to see any of the cool shit that I thought I'd get to see.
What were you thinking you were going to get to see?
To walk around the inside of an old ass castle.
Original.
Like
the original.
Samurai swords and stuff.
Yeah, like the original walls, you know, armor, swords, shit like that. You know, walk around the castle where, you know, that was ancient. It's old. And that didn't happen. It was just a big, stupid tourist attraction. It's fucking awful. I couldn't wait to get out of there.
So what else? What else did you do while you were there?
I saw a lot of Tokyo. Walked around Tokyo for a long time. Kyoto. There's a lot of temples and shrines in Kyoto. There's more. You could spend 2 months there just going to all the different Shinto and Buddhist shrines, seeing them. They're all beautiful. They're all gorgeous. And they're all awesome. But I only saw a handful of them. But it was great.
What was the biggest difference between the U.S. and Japan that you noticed?
How clean everything is.
That was the biggest?
How clean it all is and how polite everybody is.
Have you
ever
been to Salt Lake?
Yeah.
It's super clean.
Yeah.
Cleaner than Salt Lake?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, it's really nice. It's really nice. And everybody's real nice.
You got kicked out of...
Yeah, I got kicked out of a few places.
For being American?
For being foreign. Being foreign, yeah.
I wonder if that would fly.
If we were Chinese, it would have been the same thing.
Would that fly over here?
No, that wouldn't.
Not
work
at
over
all.
Here. No. We used to have signs up to keep guys like this out.
Jesus.
You know, but
Segregation.
Yeah, but we got to stop doing that. Damn it.
What else? What else did you do? Rode the bullet train. You told us that.
Rode the bullet train, the
There's
subways.
No bullet trains in any part of the Americas, is
No,
there?
I mean, they're trying to build that high-speed rail from Fort Worth to...
Dallas to Houston.
Houston, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that's there. Apparently, that's still on.
Yeah,
on,
I just saw something.
Yeah, I just saw something the other day about
it. Yeah, the other day about it. Be cool.
Dallas has reservations about it, but everyone's like, go fuck yourself. We're still going to build it.
What did they say? Like an hour train ride?
Yeah, 90 minutes.
Yeah.
90 minutes. Not Dallas to Houston.
All. Yeah.
I think I had originally heard the plan was do the Dallas to Houston, then try to do Houston to San Antonio, and then San Antonio back through Austin.
Yeah, they want to do the Dallas. Texas Triangle, the whole thing. Yeah.
Which would be neat.
It would be. It'd be great.
I wonder how many people would actually commute from it, live in Dallas and work in Houston or vice versa.
Just depends on how much it costs.
Yeah.
If it's real expensive. I think that, let's see.
Do you think they could commute that many people, though? Think of how many people would do that if it was
It depends, like he said, it depends on the
cost. Yeah, it just depends on what it costs. So the oh, man, what is that, miles? Jesus.
Yeah, I think it's dumb how the rest of the world doesn't use...
I think it's dumb how we don't use kilometers for the metric system. Yeah, so Tokyo to Osaka is a little over 300 miles, and it takes like 3 hours by trying to get there.
Yeah.
It's fucking... They're doing 175 miles an hour going down the track. It's amazing. And their maglev train, I was reading about that. So that's the one where it runs on magnets instead of rail. That's still, I thought they had already built that. They built a small line as a test line, but they're supposed to build it from, the new track is going to go from Tokyo all the way to Osaka, which is 300 miles away, and you'll be able to go from Tokyo to Osaka in 90 minutes on the train. It'll do almost 300 miles an hour. Yeah. It'd be cooking. It'd be cooking.
Yeah. And there's no friction though, right? Because it's magnets.
It's riding on magnets.
Yeah.
On air, basically. So the only friction is coming from the actual wind resistance. Yeah, it's pretty neat.
A lot different than the DART in Fort Worth.
For sure.
Well,
it was kind of funny.
The DART is not in Fort Worth. It's definitely.
The TRE.
Yeah. What was funny is riding their subways and all that shit in Tokyo and then getting over here and just seeing how janky the bullshit equipment is we have. Like at DFW airport, I saw the DART train pulling up. I'm like, what a piece of junk compared to what they have in Japan. Like, they're light years ahead of us in terms of moving people around.
Matt, in public transit?
Yeah, for sure. Like, I never once thought, oh, I need a car. No, you just hop on the subway and boom, you know, in no time, you're where you need to be.
Yeah.
It's awesome. I did take taxis, Ubers and stuff, because...
They have an Uber.
Sort of.
They have like
sort
Japanese
of.
Version of Uber.
It's Uber, but it just goes, it just contacts a taxi and a taxi comes and picks you up.
Oh.
Yeah. So I don't know what the reason for that is, but you know, whatever. It is what it is. It works and it's great.
So what else? What else do you do over there? Food? Food was
lots of food. Lots of food.
What's your thoughts on the food? Like the Asian food here?
Oh,
Japanese
it's way
food
better.
Here?
It's way better. Well, I've never had Japanese food here, but
there's a couple Japanese food places.
I've had ramen in this country, and I'll tell you what, the ramen over there is a lot better.
Okay.
But at some point in time, it's like kind of splitting hairs, you know? It's fucking soup with noodles in it. So how much...
Nothing
how
weird,
much,
though?
No, I didn't see anything weird. No crazy foods.
No? Steak? No. You said you had steak?
Yeah, I had some Wagyu steak. That was incredible. Incredible. You've never... Like, I don't know, man. Like... A piece of ribeye USDA prime. It's not even close to a nice piece
Shut
of Wagyu.
Your
it's
mouth.
Not even close.
Shut
it is
your
not
mouth.
Even close. It's not even close. There's no comparison. It's totally different. Totally different.
Like it's not even the same food.
It's not even the same category of food.
Did you go into the bathhouses? Don't they have bathhouses?
I did
over
not
there?
Go to the bathhouses.
And that is Japan.
They
though,
do
right?
have public bathing spots. I did not do that.
I figured you would have.
No, I have no interest in bathing with other men. I don't even like bathing by myself, so.
Who do you bathe with then?
Myself, but I don't like to do it. Because then I got to get out and look at my fat, ugly, naked self in the mirror.
Okay,
it's gross. It's fucking gross.
So you're there for 11 days. All you did was eat steak, ride the train, go to a castle.
Yeah, I mean, nothing saw else. The sights, did all kinds of shit. Yeah. It was nice. It was a good time.
Nothing else.
Oh, I did other stuff I don't want to talk about for sure.
Any Japanese pubs? Do they have pubs over there?
Yeah.
Any bars you hit?
Yeah, they got this one town, this one spot in Tokyo is called shut your fucking mouth. It's called the Golden Guy, but it's spelled G-A-I. I don't know what guy. It's not like the guy, but it's this little neighborhood. There's like 700 bars in like this tiny little area, but all the bars are super small. About the size of this table. You know, you could put like maybe 10 people in them.
Really?
Yeah.
Were they all connecting? Door, 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 just walk through all of them?
No, you couldn't walk to... No, they were all their own thing, but yeah, it was pretty neat. The Golden Guy, G-A-I. That's what I said. Yeah, it's a cool little neighborhood.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So how was the Japanese beer?
It's all right.
Same or different? It's,
you know, I wonder that because, well, yeah, but they say like if you buy Guinness here and then you go to Ireland, well,
Guinness
and drink
in
Guinness
Ireland is different. Yeah, it's totally different. That's, well, not really. If you get it, if you go to a bar that actually does it on tap, it's basically the same. But if you get it out of a can, it's not. There's a huge difference.
So would you go again?
Yeah, I'd go again. For sure.
Longer or shorter?
Shorter.
11 days too long, huh?
It's a long time. Yeah. Towards the end, I was like, you know, I kind of would like to go home. Kind of want to go home. I'm ready for a cheeseburger.
No cheeseburgers?
They had a place there called Shogun Burger. It's pretty good, but.
Did any of like, how do you say it? Like hostility towards you because of you're American? Anything like that?
I didn't notice anything, no.
But you got kicked out of the place. But just because you're foreign.
I don't know if it's because we were foreign or because my buddy has sleeves, tattoo sleeves. And that's a big no-no in a lot of like older establishments that won't let you in. In fact, one of the hotels we stayed in in the elevator, it said very explicitly that anybody with tattoos caught in the spa will be asked to leave the hotel immediately.
Oh, wow.
Not the spa, but the hotel. They'll
even if you have a room booked?
Yeah, no, they'll kick you straight the fuck out. Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. Because they're associated with organized crime. Yeah. The Yakuza. So they just don't. We were asking a guy about that. Like, can't they tell that we're not from here? Like, we're clearly not Japanese. And he's like, well, you know, yeah, it doesn't matter. They don't give a shit. The younger generation, they don't care about it. They're starting to get tattoos themselves. But the older folks.
Do you get like hope in English? I know that's an old joke, but I'm pumped.
Anyway, how was your day?
Do you not get my joke?
No, I don't get it. I thought about it. It didn't make any sense.
Well, like all the Japanese and the Chinese, all the kanji or whatever that people would get back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, what's that say? He says hope.
You know, what's funny is there was a girl, she was talking about that. Like, she likes laughing at the foreigners that come over with the kanji written on them. And it's like, it'll say something like fart or something stupid. You know, they're like, what?
Yeah.
I'm like, but you walk around, like, I saw a dude walk around with a shirt or a hat. All it did was say fuck. Just said fuck on there. I'm like, really? I mean, it's a cool hat. I wish I had it, but what do you think it means, dude?
You should have asked him. Did you ask him? You should have done an interview with someone while you're there.
I was
told
never
going to
do that.
I told you to do
it. No, I wasn't there to do. I was there to have fun. I drank a lot, experienced a lot of stuff. A lot of stuff.
All right, anyway.
A lot of fun.
So enough of that. What's going on?
You tell me. What's going on?
I don't know, man. I'm out of it. I haven't had you here to tell
so
me
this,
what's going
on. Well, I've been out of it, too. I've been in a different country for the last couple weeks. So, but I was reading this last night. Texas passed that SB5 law that allows law enforcement to arrest somebody that is here illegally, charge them with a crime. Basically, like the first offense would be 6 months in jail, and after that,
SB5. SB. Okay,
yeah, that was passed last session. I think the first offense is 6 months in jail. Then they hand you over to Border Patrol to be deported. And then the second offense is, I think it's like 10 years in prison, something like that. It's a long time.
Yeah, didn't Mexico said they won't take the ones that
gives a shit
deported? They're not going to take them?
I don't know. Tell them. We'll put them in camps and put them to work.
Shut up. Anyway, sorry, I interrupted you.
So anyway, there was a court, one of the lower courts, basically put that law on hold so Texas couldn't enforce it. Then a day or two ago, the Supreme Court was like, no, go ahead. They didn't say the law was constitutional or not. They just said you can start doing it. And then an appeals court, I guess last night, put a hold on it again. So.
Oh, okay, they did.
Yeah. So it's back on hold. And, yeah, it's back on hold.
So now this isn't them going out rounding you up. This is if you get busted, law enforcement, or if you get pulled over or you get in trouble or something like that, law enforcement can ask you and can proceed. Is that
pretty much? Yeah. But so this article I was reading in Al Jazeera was talking about how, the people that are against the law are saying that it could lead to racial profiling. Well, duh. Of course it's going to. You don't have a lot of Irish people crossing the border, you know. But, you know, whatever. Don't come here illegally. I don't know what to tell you. What the fuck? We can't... I mean, Jesus Christ. You gotta have some rules. Anyway. Yeah, so that's what's going on with that. What's funny is that Karine Jean-Pierre, or whatever her name is, the mm-hmm. spokesman for the White House, she said SB4 will not only make communities in Texas less safe, it will also burden law enforcement and sow chaos and confusion at the southern border. Because there's not chaos and confusion already, right? And then she says, this is what got me. I love this. SB4 is just another example of Republican officials politicizing the border while blocking real solutions. Bitch, we don't need any more. We have all the solutions we need.
Yeah.
It's called stop the motherfuckers from coming over here and send back the ones you catch. It's not that hard.
Yeah, but Trump
did it. Why can't you?
Yeah, but they're trying to use it as a platform to say that the Republicans shit canned that horrible bill they were trying to pass, that for border sure. security
yeah.
bill.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just crazy how they say this shit. She'll say stupid shit like that. It's exactly the opposite of what they're doing. Like, their policy is to allow 7.4 million people already that we know of to cross over our border.
It's 1984.
Yeah. Yeah, it's double speak. Yeah. That's all it is. Yeah. So, anyway.
Read that book, Nick.
What is it called?
1984. George
Orwell.
Orwell, yeah. I almost said Jason Orwell. That's not right.
It's not.
It's not right at all. I don't know a Jason Orwell.
I don't know any Orwells.
Well, there's that one guy. He wrote a book about it, I think. Anyway, so there's that. And then I saw this other thing. I didn't know this was going on. I guess this happened on the 18th.
Wait, is it going to be on the border still?
No, it's a different thing.
Because it was kind of curious, not curious. I think one of the last things we talked about was Abbott barricading the border. And they were saying how that's going to be such a, you know, nothing came of it is what I'm getting at. The federal government didn't come down and stop him.
Yeah, but the border patrol already said they weren't going to do that. They weren't going to tear it down.
So it would have had to been.
I don't know who it could have been.
Yeah.
Yeah. The only way it would have happened is if Biden had federalized the National Guard and made them do it.
Right.
But and he never did that.
He didn't.
Because it would have been suicidal politically to do it.
Well, it's already there. That's right now polling. The border issue is polling. One of the biggest top issues for the election, which is kind of crazy because it's not just polling that in border states. It's polling that throughout the whole U.S.
Yeah, because the whole U.S. is suffering from it. Yeah. This is causing problems all over the U.S.
So I heard something on something the other day where they were saying that it's not just us. It's having border issues right now. It's everywhere. It's kind of crazy.
Europe is being inundated with people from the Middle East and
Africa. So what is this? Well, let's put our tinfoil hats on.
That's a good question,
right?
What do you think it is? It's a conspiracy, right? It's got to be.
Yeah.
It has to be organized somehow. There's got to be something going on.
It's Soros.
Well, Soros could be because he's part of that open. What do they call it? Open.
Yeah.
Open society.
Open.
Yeah. Open society.
Open society.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, where they want to erase national borders, which I'm as a libertarian, I'm not against that per se. But unfortunately, we live in a world where taxpayers have to foot the bill for the people that are coming over here illegally. It's not like they're doing it without a cost to everybody else.
Yeah, they're not doing it in like a true libertarian sense.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, there is a cost imposed upon the people that are citizens of that nation. They have to foot the bill for their kids, for their hospital bills,
so
for the extra burden on the city services and shit like that. It comes at an actual cost. Despite what any of these people say, they pay their taxes. Bullshit. There's no way they're contributing the same amount they're taking out. Because they're not paying income tax. They're not paying Social Security. They're not paying Medicare.
So where else other than, because it's all over the world, but where is it? So Europe, where else?
Everywhere. Well, mainly what the
Western society.
Yeah, you're not seeing it in Japan because they won't allow that to go down.
Because they'll kick you out if you're a foreigner. You can't even
They'll kill you.
Yeah.
No, you can't even eat shrimp fried rice.
No, yeah, they'll throw your ass out for sure. Be like, tattoos, get out. Pardon me. So, yeah. Border's all fucked up. All
right. So, to the next topic there you had started to, and I interrupted you. What were you saying?
Why did you do that?
Because I wasn't done.
He's rude.
Anyway, so apparently there's this deal, like, I didn't know this. There's 70 brands and organizations. This is what it's, I got this off of Inc.com. 70 brands have closed their doors for the day called for paid leave. So they're trying to get the federal government to pass a law for paid family and medical leave. So 70 companies and brands or whatever are calling for paid family medical leave.
Hmm. Well, paid family medical leave.
Yes. They want the federal government to force all companies to provide it.
What's your thoughts?
Go fuck yourself. If you're that into paid leave, just offer it to your fucking employees.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Companies, 70 companies, why are they not doing it?
Go ahead and do it. No one's fucking stopping you from doing it for your own employees. Just give it to them. Why do you need the federal? Because they want everybody to have it. Well, then everybody needs to fucking yell at their company until they get it.
Yeah.
I don't understand why the government has to be involved in every little fucking thing that we do in our world.
It's kind of weird to me. Is it a way? I don't know. How,
think about the smaller companies that are barely hanging on.
Yeah.
Now you're making me give my paid medical leave. I can't even afford.
Yeah, we're just
barely making it because of this economy we live in. Now you're going to do this, and I'm probably going to go bankrupt. Thanks.
So is that what that was my question? These companies that are doing it, or is it to put other companies out of business? Or
I don't know if that's what it is, or they're just virtue signaling to people. I don't know.
Does Gen X know what virtue signaling means?
No,
he's not Gen X.
Gen Z. God, yeah, you're not.
So Z. Dean, do you agree with that family leave or not? I'm gonna guess no.
No, I don't. I don't think the government should be forcing employers to do just about anything. If you want things like that, then you should form a union in your business and force the company to do it that way. I'm a big believer in unions. Unfortunately, mine sucks. You know?
I don't know if I'd say that.
I would.
We're not in the same union, so I guess
that's correct.
Yeah, mine's definitely better than yours, I feel.
It certainly looks that way. Yeah.
How is it a different union if y'all work at the same job?
Because we have two different crafts, different unions.
Yeah. Which my craft is more skilled than his craft.
Yeah, his craft has to push a button.
And you have to do work, actually?
Sometimes, yeah. Yeah. He has to do this and then press a button.
And then do this.
It's so skilled. Yeah. So skilled.
Anyway, we're not talking about
it. He has to hit another button every couple of minutes.
We're not talking about that.
So skilled. So skilled that...
that you didn't do it.
I couldn't. I was in trouble. They wouldn't let me do it. Mm-hmm. The first time I got in, I couldn't do it because my dad got sick. I couldn't afford the pay cut because I was helping him out. And then I got in trouble. And so I stayed in trouble for 5 or 6 years. So,
to me, it just seems like those companies that are doing that, they're looking at a way to force other companies out.
It's got to be. Or they're just, I don't know. Yeah, they want 12 weeks of paid leave and 2 months of part-time re-entry flexibility.
So I
this 2 months of pay, 12 weeks of paid leave, that's a lot. That's a lot. That's a lot. I mean, don't get me wrong. If they pass it and I get
you're going to use it.
My family medical leave is suddenly paid. I'm going to use it for sure.
Use it all the way to the company goes under.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Yep.
I don't know. I had read something or watched something the other day, and it was talking about Europe. And you may know this. I don't know. I guess they have Like, it's pretty common for them to get a month of vacation.
Yeah, in a lot of countries, like, you start out with 4 weeks of vacation.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It takes us 17 years.
My sister has 4 weeks of vacation. She's been in her job for 10 years. I've been where I'm at for 13. I've only got three.
Yeah. It takes 17 years to get four.
Yeah. Yeah.
What'd you think? Did you see about Ben Shapiro the other day talking about lowering the, raising the retirement age and how it's crazy to have the retirement age at 65?
I didn't see that, no.
It was pretty interesting.
I don't know why that would be crazy. I think it's crazy to raise it. Why do you want to work until you're 70-something years old?
Well, his mind was, you don't have a purpose if you're not working.
Well, that's a fucking retard.
Well, yeah. I completely served your purpose
for like the last 30 fucking years. Now it's time to go and do the things you want to do.
Well, or to me, the guy that, that's easy said from a guy sitting behind a computer screen. Working in an office. That's a whole, yeah. if you're, let's just be honest, like some people are going to cut grass their entire life or and nothing wrong with it, right? They're going to build houses. They're going to pour concrete.
He's coming from a mindset of somebody that thinks your job gives you purpose.
Because it probably is in his case.
In his opinion, it gives you purpose. There's a lot of people that look at a job as just a way to pay their bills and their purpose comes from, I don't know, being an artist or being a writer or volunteering at the church or volunteering at a homeless shelter or taking care of dogs, you know, like stray dogs, working at an animal shelter. That's where they derive their purpose from. Your purpose isn't, you're not. I'm so
it
sick
can
of,
be it, your job.
It can be your job. That's a shitty way to define yourself by your fucking work. If that's all you are, that's horrific, you know. because without a job, what do you do then? You just fucking wither away and die. That's probably the way he's looking at it. Yeah. But that's the wrong way of looking at it. Your job should only be there to pay your bills.
I think it's okay.
It's okay.
If it's your purpose.
Sure. That's, in my opinion, incredibly sad. If that's how you derive purpose in life, is from working.
Yeah.
That's the only thing.
Pretty crazy to me, though, because what I took from it was that's easy said. From a guy
for sure
sitting behind a computer,
a multimillionaire sitting behind a computer. Yeah.
And to be fair, I mean, I like a lot of the stuff Shapiro says. There's a lot of stuff I disagree with.
There's a lot more I disagree with than I do like, but yeah.
But he missed the mark on that one.
He's fucking retarded when it comes to that. That's just the stupidest thing I ever heard. If that's what he actually said, I'm getting it from you because I didn't watch it.
Yeah. I don't know. It was all over. But you were in Japan.
Yeah. Well, no, I wasn't paying attention to anything. I was getting drunk with Japanese people. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Ben Shapiro can go fuck himself.
Anyway.
You know who the worst one is at that stupid Daily Wire? Is that Michael Knowles. Him and who's that bearded fuck?
I like the guy, Matt Walsh.
I can't stand Michael
Knowles.
Again,
there's things I disagree with.
That Michael Knowles, he drives me insane. I cannot stand that guy. His super uber Catholic bullshit, you know? everything's got to be based on his fucking retarded idea about the Bible. Can't stand it.
Can't stand it?
No. I can't stand you religious people. It drives me nuts.
Shut your mouth.
It's true.
We're not going down that road today.
So stupid.
We're not going down that road.
The magic man in the sky told me that I can't
do
this.
Oh, my God. Shut up. God. Not doing that today. You just come from Buddhist Shintai temples.
Yeah, well, those are dumb, too.
Speaking of that, I was watching, what's a comedian? Ari Shaffir.
Yeah.
And I think he stole your religious, whatever you call yourself. I heard him say it. He didn't use the term you used.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
What do you say? Apathist? Is that what you call yourself?
Yeah.
He didn't say that word, but he.
Why not?
I don't know, but he described exactly so, you know. Take it up with Ari Shaffir.
He's apathetic to the idea of a creator.
Yeah. So anyway, that's not. Next deal here. You got another story?
I don't have shit.
You don't have nothing?
No, I've been gone for... I haven't been paying attention to anything.
Me either.
And you call me up. You're like, yeah, let's do a podcast. All right. I'll try.
What about you there, Gen Z-er? What do you got? You got any news stories going in your mind?
Nothing new.
Who are you going to vote for?
I don't know. I don't even know if I'm going to.
A real American would vote for Joe Biden.
Shut your mouth. He's going to vote for RFK.
I don't even know who that is.
Dude, he has disappeared, hasn't he?
No, actually, in the last 2 weeks, I've seen him on more. It seemed like he disappeared for a while, but the last 2 weeks, I've seen him on more than anything
else. Is it because
he's
about to announce a running mate? Is that what's going on?
Probably. Yeah. I heard that he had said maybe Jesse Ventura.
That's what he needs to do is pick Jesse Ventura.
Jesse Ventura, whoever there was floated, there was a couple of them. All three of them were kind of out there.
Yeah. Well, his campaign is... I think he should have stuck it out as a Democrat. I think he made a mistake going independent.
I think the Libertarians are going to suffer because he's going to be higher profile than anybody.
I think the Libertarians are always going to suffer because it's a garbage party full of garbage people.
They're going to suffer in the poll, at the ballot. They're going to not have the numbers that they've had in the last couple of years because RFK is going to pull that away.
I don't care. I mean, I don't care if the Libertarian Party just disappeared.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. Wow. So, anyway, there you go.
That's how Aaron Rodgers was the other one he was talking about.
The baseball player?
No, well, he plays football.
Oh, football. That's how little I give a shit. Yeah, that's right. That's how little I give a shit about sports. I don't even know who that fucker guy is. Who cares about some baseball player?
Sound like an old lady. The baseball player?
Who cares about that guy? Why would he be a good choice?
Wait, hold on. Yeah, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has made a decision on vice presidential running mate from his short list that includes NFL quarterback Aaron Rodgers, former Minnesota governor Jesse Ventura, oh, well, this would have been weird. Says that Rand Paul was a potential, and so was Tulsi Gabbard. Tulsi Gabbard's not weird. The Rand Paul, that's kind of strange.
Is it?
What's your thoughts? I kind of like that. That would, I might think a little harder on that.
Wouldn't go anywhere, so it doesn't matter who he picks because he's not going to win. pick whoever the fuck he wants. He's not going to win, so what's the point? Just pick somebody and get on with it.
Oh, wait, here's another one. Tony Robbins?
The self-help guy?
I think so,
that'd be
yeah.
dope, dude. I'd be into that. That's what we need is some positive, somebody up there going, yeah, you can do it. We're great, you know? Tony Robbins is awesome. Yeah, he's kind of full of shit, you know, but, man, he sure does pump you up after you listen to his shit.
I guess Rand Paul said he declined the invitation to be on the ticket.
Yeah, he's not dumb.
He's not, he's not going to... I don't know. Trump would come after him.
Oh, here's what you were talking about. Mexico's Ministry of Foreign Affairs announced on Tuesday in a Tuesday press release that its government would file a friend of the court brief with the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals against the anti-immigration law, saying it would not take any migrants that Texas would send back across the border under SB4. Well, the problem with that is Texas doesn't have the authority to send them back. They have to hand them over to ICE to send them back. It still has to be the federal government that sends them back, as far as I understand it. I don't think the states have the authority to do that.
Okay. I knew there was something in there about that.
Yeah. What the states can do is arrest them and put them in jail, which is not ideal because that just costs us more money. I mean, think if they rounded all these guys up. I mean, damn, we would have to build camps to house them all. So, which I'm all right with. Put them to work building shit that China is building. Do it right here.
Shut up.
What? If China can use slave labor, why can't we?
Anyway.
It's 2024.
Says he's got...
We need to get back to it.
He's got two days.
Waited too long.
He's got 2 days before he has to come out with someone, I guess, to be on the ballots. Let's see.
Who?
Kennedy.
I thought he was already on the ballot.
Well, and there's 24 states that he has to be on their ballot.
Oh, see. He's not going to make it.
You don't think so?
I don't care if he makes it. It doesn't matter. He's done. It's over. Trump's going to be the dude.
You think Trump wins?
Yeah, Trump wins. I don't even think it's going to be close. I could be wrong, but I don't think it's going
to be. So what are they doing on the Trump thing? I know you had looked into that. You were talking about it.
I didn't really look into it. Your mom was looking into it.
Not jokingly. You didn't just say that like your mom joke.
No, she said they're right there and said, talk about Trump. And I was like, well, I don't know anything about what's going on with Trump.
I mean, I know they're
trying to make him pay that $400-something million bond all up front.
Yeah.
And I know that somebody was like, Trump has the money to do it. And Mark Cuban had to come out and be like, he doesn't have the cash to do it. It's all tied up in real estate.
That's not how it works.
And nobody's going to loan him the money against that. In the market, the commercial market right now, nobody's going to give him the money for that.
Yeah.
Just because he's worth $1 billion doesn't mean he actually has $1 billion in cash.
Isn't it crazy how many people don't understand that?
They just don't understand it.
Same with Elon Musk when he bought Twitter. Yeah. Where they were like, yeah, he didn't.
Where did he get the 44? He had to borrow the fucking money against his stocks. He doesn't have $44 billion sitting in a bank account. It's tied up in assets.
Yeah.
Same thing with, like, if you sit down and you calculate your net worth, you can go, I've got $500 in the bank, but your net worth might be $200,000 based on all the property that you own, your house, your car, the antiques you might have. The amount of cash you have in your bank account isn't necessarily what you're worth.
Do you think we see a Trump-RFK debate?
Trump's not debating.
He's not even debating Biden?
Neither one of them debate. Biden's already said he's not going to do it. Trump said he's not going to do it. There's not going to be a debate. There doesn't need to be a debate. Everybody already knows where they stand.
What would you say if Kennedy did pull this thing out? How shocked would you be?
I'd be very shocked. I'd be happy, but
Aaron Rodgers, Kennedy, and Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, we don't need a baseball player as vice president. I don't even know why they would pick a guy like that. What does he bring to the table?
He's big against the vaccine stuff. He was the one
Is he still beating on the vaccine thing? Fuck me. There's more important things going on than vaccines.
Well, okay. I don't disagree with you.
The fucking vaccine thing's over. Let's move on. We got the fucking country's falling apart.
Yeah, I'm not disagreeing with you, but I like your energy there on that. But I will say this. I saw someone the other day.
Yeah.
We were like, department store, Walmart, something like that, and had a mask on.
I see it all the time.
Do you see that? Do you not just think, have you not watched or listened or read anything?
I saw this video where this lady was talking about, how.
Would you quit shitting yourself on the mic there?
I had to burp. So I was, this lady was bitching because she had to cut ties with one of her best friends. This is a brand new video. Because she found out that her and her family were no longer masking. She said it was totally irresponsible for them to not be masking. Seriously? What the fuck, man? She's like, with COVID still out there, and then RSV, and then the flu, I think she thinks putting your family in danger is by not masking is so wrong. I had to tell her, I just can't be
friends with somebody like that. I had a customer the other day, and we moved him, middle-aged customer, nobody too old, and we walked up, he had a mask on, and he was like, I just didn't get no COVID vaccination, so I'm just taking my precautions.
That's a weird stance. If he didn't get the vaccination, but he still didn't have the mask.
What a moron.
It was weird.
What a fucking moron.
Okay.
Like, what are they? I want to know what's going through these people's heads, man. They're walking around. They see everybody else in the whole goddamn world not wearing a fucking mask.
No, nobody too old.
And nobody's dying. There's nobody dying in the fucking street. I got RSV. Okay. I was sick for a week. Yeah, it was sucked, but I'm not dead.
You had monkeypox too, though, right?
I got the monkeypox. Yeah. Yeah.
Do you remember when they tried to push that as the next big thing? Right after
monkeypox? Yeah. Yeah.
And turns out it's like.
It's like
a sexually transmitted disease or something.
Not only that, but it clears up within a couple of days. It's not deadly. Nobody's ever died from monkeypox. So
this has a horrible name.
Yeah. And they're like, we're going to have to change the name because it evokes a racist memories.
Get any monkeypox in Japan?
No. There's a lot of people that wear masks in Japan, though.
But that's always been a thing.
It's always been a thing. Yeah. There's a lot of masks.
SARS, that was a thing like starting with SARS, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of masks over there. It's kind of...
I remember before COVID being at a national park, like outside away from everybody and seeing... Because especially in the Rockies, those national parks, they'll have those tour buses full of Japanese people. And a good portion of them would all be masked. Yeah. And this was prior to COVID.
Yeah. It's a big thing.
And I didn't look at them as... Now when I see someone's mask on, I'm like, you are an idiot.
Yeah.
And then I kind of pull myself back. Like, I don't know. Maybe they are. Maybe they just had some kind of, you know, kidney transplant, or maybe there's something like mm-hmm. that. But probably not. And they're probably just a lefty.
I try to give people the benefit of the doubt. You know, oh, maybe they're sick and they're just trying to not get other people sick, or,
yeah,
you know,
whatever. But most of the time you're like,
most of the time it's probably just some lunatic that,
yeah, you know. Blueing on. Some blueing on person.
Blueing on.
Yeah.
I got blueing on.
Sounds like another one of your diseases.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Do you know anyone with blueing on? Do you know what blueing on is?
It's Democrats that think
it's
everything's
the, yeah, it's the QAnon. It's just the Democrat version of QAnon. They're Trump derangement syndrome.
Yeah. They
plus.
Yeah. They're lunatics. They're literally lunatics.
Both.
Yeah.
Did you, let's go back to the QAnon thing for just a minute.
I never really kept up with, so I don't know anything about it.
Well, I would get things sent to me from people that would be like way into the QAnon stuff.
Yeah.
And I remember at the time being like, seriously, this is.
Yeah.
Like there was one that was the picture of Biden. I think he was taking his oath and it had the gold fringe around the flag.
Yeah. That's the way it looks on the inside of. When you have a flag indoors.
No, well, the fringy gold stuff, not just an American flag, but
that's
like,
what I'm talking about, yeah.
Okay, anyway, so, but they were like, this is a sign of distress. This is basically a hidden symbol of distress. And I, like, it was a Facebook thing. Somebody had sent it to me, and I had to go back and print pictures of, like, or screenshot pictures of, like, the last 8 presidents.
Yeah.
With that same thing behind them. But
it's
I was like
a ceremonial flag.
Yeah, I was like, it took that long to do that.
It's not a new thing. It's been around for a very long time.
But the blueing on stuff, you just don't hear about that. Maybe it's not as mystical as the QAnon stuff was, but it's just as crazy.
Yeah.
And when I see someone with a mask on, I think that's who you are.
You think I'm?
We're pissing off our people that listen to this.
But
that,
if you're still wearing a mask, then you can go fuck yourself. How about that? Unless you have a good reason for
it. When was the last time you wore a mask? You were in high school when masks were.
We had a mask mandate in school for 3 months, 4 months. It was a while.
Yeah, because he was taking my kids. This is how much mask made sense, right? He's taking my kids to school at the time.
Yeah.
And they're telling me, yeah, well, we just pull up to school and everybody grabs a different mask out of the. He had a console full of masks. Everybody just grabs one. So just sharing. That's how much of the mask things made sense with kids.
Yeah. It doesn't make any sense at all. So
I mean, some of the teachers were lenient about it, and you pull it down while you're in class, and then when you're in the hallways and see the principal, you just pull it back up.
I know this isn't probably a thing everywhere, but like public schools here, you can't wear a ball cap in the school. But I don't think that's a thing anywhere. But anyway, my sons always want to wear a ball cap, so I bought them a plastic shield that fits over your hat. And then they couldn't say anything because they. Anyway, it was pretty
the plastic shield was even stupider than the mask.
Oh, yeah. They did say if you get those shields, you can wear a hat.
Yeah.
They did say that.
Because the germs will only go to the glass, right? Only to the plastic. They won't go around
it.
Yeah,
but
you got
this
big
gap.
Yeah. Yeah. That's not how germs work, right?
Anyway, that's
enough. They don't flow with the air. They just, glass, we'll stick to that.
Enough with COVID. It's over. Next topic.
Okay. Okay, you're in charge. Tell us, what are we going to talk about?
Think of something.
Yeah, this is a well-prepared podcast, as they all are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just straight from the hip.
Yeah. The good thing is, because of our long hiatus, multiple times, nobody listens to us anymore anyway. So
good point.
We got to start all over.
Did you tell anybody in Tokyo about our podcast?
No.
What the hell?
We could have been big in Japan. Damn it. I fucked it up. We could have been big in Japan.
Got to be international podcast.
Do you use the Google Translate or most everybody you ran into spoke English?
Yeah, I use Google Translate a lot.
Did you?
Yeah. What's great is like you can open the Google Translate and turn the camera on and you can translate the Japanese squiggles into American normalcy. They're
technology.
Fucking
Japanese squiggles into American normalcy.
Their squiggles become normalcy. You can read what's going on. And so you'd see me in like restaurants, like staring at my, like, like doing.
Oh,
this.
You don't even have to screenshot it. You're just.
If it can't like translate it on the go, right? You just do a picture of it and it'll translate it. I don't know.
Did you meet anyone you're going to keep in contact with over here?
No.
No ladies that you're going to keep in contact with? Like,
yeah, I've met a lot of ladies.
Hey, girl, what's up?
I should have. My buddy did. He's going to try and keep in contact with her. We'll see how that goes. Of course, she did say she was trying to figure out how to get to the United States. So I'm like, all right, well, if it works out for you, bud, you know, she's a good looking gal.
Let me get my green card.
Yeah, exactly.
That was not the right accent.
No, it's not a good accent, but let me get my green card. It's like,
it's like Indian.
Oh, I don't know. I can't do it.
Yeah. Oh, man. So
it's more like... No, it's Chinese. It's a Chinese.
So I was staying in a hotel the other day.
No way.
Yeah. I do that actually pretty often.
I bet you do.
And he got robbed at gunpoint.
Who did?
The hotel.
The one out of town?
Yeah, the one we stay at. Really? Got robbed. Yeah, I had been there about an hour.
And, were you the one that did it?
No. God, don't say...
Why would you rob a hotel?
Yeah, well, so...
There's no cash there.
The next morning, I go down... And the night shift girl's still there. And she's like, yeah, we got robbed it about an hour after you went, after you came in last night. Said to, walked up, put a gun in their face. There were two of them at the counter, put a gun in the face and a gun in their face and said, just calmly said, give me the money in the cash drawer. And they did that. She said she had her wallet out because she was about to go get something to eat and took all the money in her cash, in her, out of her wallet. And then said, empty the safe. And I guess they have like a drop box and a safe. So she was telling me, like, I only got like $200 because whatever was in the drawer, there was nothing in the in the safe because they had just shift changed. So everything had been put into the box. But yeah, so a little bitty country town or fairly small
so country town. So caught a multi-decade felony.
Over $200. Yeah. Come to find out, I guess he had robbed the hotel, the Best Western on the other side of the hotel.
So this guy's a retard.
So last week he robbed. Yeah. So where we stay, there's three hotels in a row.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there's two. Right. Yeah.
There's three in a row. And one's obviously, one's a motel and it's obviously a trap house for sure. Motel. And
pretty, so it's pretty rough.
They think he's been just coming out of the crap motel and robbing all the other ones. Yeah. So. Yeah, it was pretty crazy because I was like, man, you know, come in and out of there all hours of night. Would never have thought.
I would never think to go rob a hotel because they don't carry a lot of cash. Why would you rob a hotel?
Credit card, ain't it?
Yeah, it's all credit cards and online reservations.
Your cash is going to be if you have a store, if you have like a little concierge store.
The most you're going to get is maybe a couple $100. Is that really worth risking a multi-decade felony charge?
Yeah, armed.
Armed robbery.
Armed robbery.
That's so stupid. What does that get you in Texas?
I don't know, but it was pretty crazy. Because, I don't know, does it seem like crime is spiking everywhere?
Yeah,
is
that, because people are losers. So, under aggravated robbery in Texas is punished as a felony in the first degree with a maximum possible fine under Texas state law of $10,000 and prison time of 5 to 99 years.
$275.
Yeah, $275. Now you're facing 99 years in prison. And a $10,000 fine.
Yeah. So
if I was the judge,
that $200.
If I was a judge, I'd be like, bitch, you are going to prison for 99 years. That's the most I can give you. You're going.
Because we just don't want you to breed.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Anything else. No,
I would be that kind of judge. Whatever the, like, depending on the crime, like, if I'd be maximum all the way.
Judge Roy,
did you see that? You weren't my judge.
Yeah. You would have been, you would have been in some trouble, bro.
So my next. Weird, crazy thing.
Hold on.
Oh, okay.
So there was this lady in, I forget where she was at. Some stupid fat bitch. She.
It's thick, not fat.
No, she's a fat bitch. she. Okay, hold on. So she went on vacation. Kristen Candelario. She went on vacation. She left her 16-month-old daughter home alone in her crib or whatever it is for 10 days while she went and partied in Puerto Rico. Came home. The kid was dead. Died of dehydration.
I mean, obviously.
I was about to say, was it kid's at least asleep?
No. Was it
for 10 days?
10 days, yeah. No, she died. Yeah, and the playpen she was in was covered in shit and piss, and the baby was super dehydrated, basically died of thirst. And they gave that bitch pled guilty to it, to avoid the death penalty, and they gave her life in prison. I was
think
very
happy she
to
is a fat bitch.
She
now.
Pled guilty to avoid the death penalty.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
So they gave her life in prison.
They should have just said, "Just kidding."
In my opinion, I'd be like, "Bitch, you are not pleading guilty. You're not gonna get life in prison. In fact, you're gonna be sentenced to death. And what we're gonna do is just not give you any water until you fucking die."
I would.
You're gonna sit in a cell and
No bathroom. What is it? In same space in comparison, adult. Yeah.
Yeah. Here you go. You'll sit in this little box until you fucking die of thirst.
Yeah.
How about that? That way you know exactly how she felt.
I don't think she's thick anymore. You can say fat bitch now.
She's a fat bitch. She's a fat piece of shit bitch that should probably be beaten to death.
Or yeah. die of thirst.
Die of thirst. I have no sympathy for people like that. She's like, "Well, I have mental problems." That's exactly why you should be put to death. Let me talk about. Okay, so here's something I don't like. I don't like this shit where you've got somebody that, you know, they're trying to file the get the death penalty for them. If you haven't noticed, I'm in favor of the death penalty. But they're like, "Well, we can't put them to death because, you know, they were insane." Or that's a great reason to put them down then, right? They're fucking lunatics, so we're only going to give them a couple of days in prison. They're going to spend a couple of years in jail, and we're going to let them out because they were mentally ill. Good enough reason to put them down.
Yeah.
Why do you have to be sane to not be to be
executed?
Oh,
yeah, good point. Yeah. Why do you have to? You did it either way.
It doesn't matter if you're sane or not. You fucking are dangerous. You need to be put down like the wild animal you are. Oh, he was retarded. He didn't know. Fuck him. Put him down.
You can't say retarded.
I could say retarded, and I will say retarded.
Yeah. Fat bitch, retarded. You're just trying to get us canceled, aren't you?
I'm trying to get our numbers up, man. Maybe we'll blow up, you know? We'll become like pariahs or something. Then our numbers will go up and we'll get on the Daily Wire and I can punch Michael Knowles in the face.
Okay, so I'm going to switch subjects because I'm pretty sure I saw a UFO.
Oh, yeah, I wanted to ask you about that. So tell us a story about the UFO.
So
you're at the gay bar.
No. No.
Be honest.
No. Little tipsy.
Yeah, at the gay bar.
Completely
taking
sober.
Taking some tipsies in his butt.
Shut up.
Okay, you're completely sober at the gay bar.
In West Texas, middle of nothing. I don't know. It's very easily be in the middle of nothing in West Texas.
Yeah. There's a lot of nothing out there.
About midnight. So it's funny because Wi-Fi. Yeah.
Yeah, I know all about the Wi-Fi's. I've watched every one of them.
Yeah, I know. It's a great show, right? Yeah. So me and my wife were watching it a couple weeks ago, and she was like, "Have you ever seen UFO or anything that you, not even just UFO, but anything you're like, what was that in the sky, you know, late at night?" I was like, "No." And I should have, because my entire career has been all hours of the day and night in the middle of nowhere.
Well, I keep trying to find something. I can't ever see it.
And anyway, so that's like 2 weeks ago. So middle of nowhere. And I look up and I tell the guy that I was working with, I said, jokingly, I was like, "Hey, look, that's weird. Is that a UFO? And he's looking at it. And this, like.
Were you guys stopped or moving?
So he's looking at it and he was like, "I don't know. I think that's a moon."
That's not an answer to my question.
He was at the gay bar.
It's important for me to know if you were stopped or moving.
We were moving.
Okay.
Yeah. So, looking out the front, and I'm like, and he goes, "I think it's a moon. Is it foggy?" And I opened the window. I'm like, "Man, it's not foggy at all out there. It's it's clear, but it was kind of a hazy light, and kind of like a four pointed star."
Mm-hmm.
And then as we get closer, this thing shoots out like a smoke ring laser is what it sounds goofy, but that's the easiest way of like white and blue. Now, mind you, that four pointed star thing is still there, but it shoots this out and it's kind of slow motion as this ring is going out. And then all of a sudden it shoots through the middle and is gone. But I bet you that whole thing took 5 minutes start to finish. Watch all that happen. From the time we noticed it, kind of bouncing in the sky to the smoke ring, shoot the middle of it, gone.
Hmm.
Meanwhile, the guy I'm working with is losing his shit.
I mean,
he's not you could tell he's probably a guy never really put much thought. Is there aliens? Is there not aliens? Anything like that? And he was like, just losing it.
Just couldn't take it.
And had you not been in Japan, we would have been working together.
We would have seen it.
But
I was in Japan. I was doing more important things than seeing the UFOs.
Anyway, so yeah, now I don't know. I'm going to call it a UAP.
Well, we can't say UFO anymore. It's racist.
Is it?
No, but everything else in the world is. Right, so why can't it be racist?
Well, it's racist towards aliens.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
We're not an object.
Yeah.
No, but I don't know what it was.
Quit objectifying us.
It was crazy. And so I've told about four or five people since this happened. It happened like maybe a week ago. And it's funny because I think every person that I've told has been like, yeah, man, I saw some weird crap in the, you know, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 2 years ago.
It makes sense. Were you over by Abilene?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, because you got Dice Air Force Base there.
Yeah. Well, we were.
They appear over military installations a lot.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah. It was insane though. It was the craziest thing I've ever seen, and it's not like you could even remotely say, "Oh, there's no way to say that was a jet."
Because they have the B-1 bombers there.
Some kind of weather thing or something. Whatever it was, shot a smoke ring out and then disappeared in the middle of that smoke ring.
That's weird. Like it opened a portal.
Like a portal or a wormhole or something like that. It was crazy.
I think that you have aliens from other planets that are here, but also you have extra dimensional beings that are here. They can move between the dimensions. Maybe that's what you saw.
I don't know. But I'm telling you right now, another
dimension and took off.
It was weird. Well, so
you don't believe in aliens.
I never have ever said that.
You told me just yesterday you don't believe in aliens.
No, I didn't.
Yes.
No, you're just make. Okay, Gen Zer, do you believe in aliens?
Do you believe in aliens?
I'm apatheist towards aliens.
I don't know. Maybe on a different planet. Or a different universe.
But you don't think there's ever been aliens here?
You don't think aliens come here?
No.
Why? What do you think about the story I just told you?
Thinks it's false.
What do you think? Do you think I made it up?
No.
What do you think it was?
Because I've had a couple instances, but it was that SpaceX stuff. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Did you see the... Wait, hold on. Were they literally the SpaceX lights going across?
Yeah. It was those four lights in the sky following each other.
Oh, he's talking about the satellites.
Yeah, the satellites.
Yeah.
I thought it was UFO.
I don't know. I mean,
that's just the closest thing I've
seen. But you don't believe it? You don't think aliens are visiting us?
No.
Why?
I don't know.
You don't know why? You think
I'll believe it whenever I see it.
I see. I like that. He's not just going to take it on faith. Unlike some people.
Wow!
Just buy into something. Anyway,
we're not gonna go into that conversation again today. We're not gonna go into that conversation with you.
Thanks
for listening, guys.
We're not done yet.
Yeah, I'm done.
No, we're not done talking.
No, we haven't even reached an hour.
Well, we're 6 seconds away, so I think we have. Well, not really, because we fucked around for a while.
Yeah.
What do you got to do? You got a family to take care of.
I got to handle some business. So thanks for listening, guys.
Bye.
Next time.